Hey, Harpy Hour fans. We're running a very special promotion for all of our loyal listeners.
It's a merch giveaway, specifically our logo stickers, because, well, it's the only merch we have right now.
But there's a catch. We're not just giving them away. You have to earn them. To get a sticker, subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or any of your preferred streaming platforms.
So send us a screenshot or picture proof that you've done both of those things. So again, that's subscribing to the show and leaving a review. You can send it to any of our social media accounts at Harpy Hour Pod, or you can email it to harpyhourpodcast@gmail.com. Of course, also give us your address so we can mail you the sticker.
You'll also get a shout out on social media and in an episode of the show for our thanks. And don't worry, if you can only do one of those two things for whatever reason, I don't know why, do both, you'll still get a shout out, but no sticker. So make the effort. Do better.
This promo is only going to last until we've given away our first 20 stickers, or if this whole thing crashes and burns, whatever happens first. So hurry up! Run, don't walk, and get your sticker now.
Also, don't forget to tell your friends, because you know what's cooler than having matching stickers on your water bottle or a laptop?
Nothing.
Nothing. There's literally nothing cooler than that.
Nope.
So tell your friends, you can each get stickers, show off your friendship, and share your Harpy love.
And remember, if you want to see even more Harpy Hour merch coming up, support us on Patreon. These funds will help us improve the show and grow our brand.
Now, before you enjoy the episode, check out this promo for another awesome podcast to add to your list. And stick around for Harpy Hour!
Hey folks, Rob here from Fat, Drunk, and Stupid. And what is that, you ask? Well, aside from three words that describe my life, it's a podcast. We talk about food, fun, fellowship, movies, books, video games, pop culture, and much more. Also, some very interesting guests and some awesome stories, and of course, some cold beers along the way too. So look us up on Twitter at FDSPodcast7 and look for Fat, Drunk, and Stupid wherever you find your favorite podcast. Thanks for listening.
Harpy Hour may contain explicit language, as well as graphic, violent, and sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Harpy Hour!
Oh, God.
Tracy's the happiest to be here.
Oh my God. It's a very big difference from 10 minutes ago when we recorded the previous episode.
I really should have taken an edible before this.
Well, we are your favorite harpies.
I'm Tracy.
I'm Liz.
I'm Steph.
And this is our podcast where we share ridiculous stories in history, science, and entertainment.
Yeah, we do.
And where we train Tracy like a dog.
Rude.
Like a dog.
When we were doing our sound check, these guys were rude and giving me commands.
Like, speak!
I cannot be tamed!
Can't tell her what to do.
Now, my therapist today asked if I had problems with authority, and I think this really exhibits it. Spoiler, Craig has more problems with authority.
I believe
shocking.
That.
Yeah.
I know, right?
It reminded me that my friends have been training their wiener dog to try to speak. He can do a few tricks. He can do, where you go like bang, bang, like make a little gun with
sure.
your hand.
Plays He'll dead.
Roll onto his side, yeah, and kind of lay on his back with his belly up. And he can do like a little army crawl thing, and he can do spin around in a circle. We've been trying to teach him to speak. So we just say speak and wait until he like gets, he'll just like kind of do everything. He'll kind of like spin in a circle.
Yeah, they go through the motions
ground.
Like, I don't know what
he keeps
you
doing
want.
Everything. And he'll just get so frustrated
get
that he's
there.
Finally, yeah, finally he's just like, and they give him something. So it's kind of training him to be like, whenever you make a noise, you get it now. So, but now whenever you do any trick, he just confuses everything. So you try to do bang bang. And he starts rolling over. You try to, or he starts like spinning in a circle. Or if you try to say speak, he'll start rolling. He's so confused and he just does everything until he finally gets the treat. And I think we're just undoing everything.
The wiener.
It's so cute because he just gets so frustrated. Oh, poor Rudy.
You guys, speaking of dogs, Puddles got his Halloween costume today. And it's the most adorable. Yeah, we saw the
Snapchat.
I know, isn't it so cute?
What was it again?
He's going to be Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski.
So when I met Puddles in person, what is it, September last? A year ago, geez.
Yeah, it was a year ago.
He
was so little.
He still was like a puppy with... I mean, no offense. He didn't have much of a personality. He was just like
puppies. No.
That is just the personality, like, is puppy.
Yeah.
To me, he was just like a chomping machine. Like, I kept telling I told you, I thought he was like the chomp ball from Mario, like the ball on a chain.
Well, he was just
like chomp, 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 chomp. Like, it's all he does.
Well, because you also got him when you also were here when he was teething. And so that was a whole stage of
So he was just
biting
chomping
everything
on everything
and everyone. Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what his personality is now, but when you saw him in like the Mike Wazowski outfit with like, he still has like the shagginess over his eyes. So he kind of looks a little bit dopey.
Well,
at
times. He's the same dog.
And he's like, chomp, 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 chomp in his little costume. It was adorable.
He looked like he didn't want to go anywhere though.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, we had just gone on a long walk and I had picked up the package as we were going into the house because it was on our landing. So he had just been walking for like, you know, however long. So that could have had something to do with it. Yeah. But it's adorable. I'm so excited. I will post it on our socials when it's Halloween.
What are you two going to be?
We are going to be, I don't know if by you two you meant Tracy and Craig, but...
Yes. You and Mac. What are you and Mac?
Well, no, I thought it could have been Steph. You and... It could have been me and Steph. But so Craig is going to be Sully and I'm going to be Boo. We're all from Monsters, Inc. because Craig said that he didn't want to like go all out on costumes this year because we may not have Halloween.
Yeah.
He already had the Sully outfit from like a couple years back, pre-Tracy. So.
Oh. And he kept it for this long.
Yeah. I don't know why he moved it to Colorado with us, but I'm glad he did. I mean, it is kind of onesie-like.
There are some weird things that made its way to Hawaii with me that, like, I think were just in a box and I didn't realize it.
Yeah, that's exactly, I think, what happened. It is kind of
like,
onesie-like,
why did I bring
though.
This?
Like, it is a very comfortable costume. So maybe he thought he would, like...
Don't lie. It's some kind of a weird foreplay thing.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't want to tell you about our Sully sex. I don't want to...
Tracy's little girl.
I don't want to sully your brain.
Oh, God. That was a Steph move right there.
Hey.
So funny.
My puns are great.
So as a reminder to our listeners, we have a new format. The new format is single serving harpies.
Ooh.
So
we're rationing.
Liz, will you tease us a little bit about your segment this week?
Yeah. Yeah. Today, we're not electing the fucking Pope.
Oh, that's aggressive. We're not doing it, guys. We're not doing it.
Not today.
Maybe tomorrow.
Everyone
maybe we'll get
tits.
A new one tomorrow.
Not electing the fucking Pope.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
I don't think we get to do that ever.
No.
Today or any day.
I mean, we don't. We in particular do not. Cardinals do, though. I vividly remember watching... Pope Benedict be selected.
Don't they
during
like send smoke
my Catholic
up or something?
School. Yeah,
they do. Smoke to signal when they've made a decision.
The white smoke means they made a decision. We watched it in my Catholic school.
And everybody
school.
Just gathers out in the like square in front of the Vatican with
right.
and they wait and they pray. And then when the smoke goes up, they faint and fan themselves and cry.
Clutch their pearls.
Yeah.
Like that scene from Eurotrip where, what's his
name? Oh, yeah, it's like
the
black
main
smoke
guy's
when
name.
They die, and then it's like white smoke when they
right.
elect the new one. And so they're like getting into shenanigans and they accidentally throw something in the fire. And so all the
and it
people
makes
in
it
the
white.
Square, yeah, they all think that like the Pope just died.
Yeah, it's
I feel
rough.
Like we should use that kind of a fanfare for more things.
Just smoke signals.
It's like a gender reveal almost.
Please don't. No, no.
Pope reveal.
No, we only create forest fires for those.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. If you're not setting an endangered wetland on fire, you're not doing it properly.
Did you guys know that our friend in North Carolina who just did their gender reveal shot himself with an arrow in the process?
I did not.
I did not, but I am not shocked.
So the gender reveal was him shooting a balloon with a bow and arrow, and the balloon pops and it's blue and they're having a boy. And he texted me, I forgot to mention this, this was when we were last recording, the last day we recorded, he texted, like, are you available for medical advice?
Oh my God!
How badly did he work?
And I didn't
respond
right away.
I was going to say, why do you know this and the two of us don't? But there's the answer.
So I didn't respond right away because we were mid-recording. And then I texted in between our episodes or whenever I had a moment, I was just like, we're recording right now. Is this urgent?
If you have an emergency, call 911.
Oh my God.
So then he responds saying that our other PA friend got back to him. So he got it covered. But I'm like, okay, you got to tell me what happened. And he was like, well, I was trying to shoot the arrow and it fell off of the string, I guess. And so it somehow like pierced his hand between his between his thumb and finger, I guess, maybe palm there.
The back part, not the front part.
I think it went through, he didn't show me a picture. I think it went through like his palm, but like,
okay,
I don't want to say this in non-medical terms, before the index finger, like on the palm there. But it just like went through the skin a little bit. It didn't like pierce anything important. But he was like, do I need antibiotics? Like, what do I do to take care of this?
Oh my God. Now they're going to have to explain to their son, like, remember that time that we had a gender reveal and almost killed daddy? Congrats, you have a penis.
It's not as bad as having a gender reveal and burning down the forest.
I'm like, just keep it clean. Don't get it infected. He's like, yes, ma'am.
That's my new favorite story.
I forgot I did. I thought you guys knew my that. God.
Yeah, why would we have known that?
But you saw the video, right? Where you
the video. Yeah.
That was probably take two.
I imagine it was.
You did not see the blood dripping from his hand.
Spectacular. I can't.
All right, so we're sticking with an election theme for the season.
Hooray!
And my teaser.
Again, mine next week is not going to be on theme.
That's because Liz and I coordinate and
feel
just
like you guys
to make you look like an
behind
asshole.
My back.
You're going to be the comedic relief
on election day.
Yeah, for the big day.
Yeah, we couldn't handle it emotionally if we had like election shit in our thing on that day.
Yeah, it's true.
But to gear up for it, my teaser is actually a quote from the 1999 film Election, starring Reese Witherspoon as Tracy Flick.
Reese Witherspoon.
And Matthew Broderick as Mr. McAllister.
Oh, I love Matthew Broderick.
Election is a film that satirizes student body elections.
Also democracy in general.
Yes. Reese Witherspoon's character, Tracy Flick, is running for student body president. And Mr. McAllister is the like teacher that oversees the student body. So like he manages their process and everything, and he does not like Tracy. So McAllister like didn't want Tracy to win. There's like a whole backstory about why he really hated her.
Mm-hmm.
So after the election, he comes in and like students are counting the ballots, and he's like, okay, so who won? And it's just like there's like two little dweeby students, and they're like, oh, like we have to do independent counts of the votes. And like, he's like going on about the process to like maintain the integrity of the student body election.
And the hanging chad.
Yeah. And okay. Mr. McAllister was just like, oh, Larry, we're not electing the fucking Pope. Just tell me who won. And the kid's like, oh. So that's where my teaser comes from. And so then presumably they do a recount. Tracy won by one ballot, and this is actually really, really cute. So she won by one, and that one vote was her opponent, who was just this like, aww, he was a popular football jock, but he was also just kind of like, you know, oh. And so he voted for her because he thought that it was dishonorable to vote for yourself.
Aww.
So she voted for herself and he voted for her, and she won by that one vote. And so when she wins by one vote, he disposes of a couple of the ballots.
Oh.
And the janitor finds the ballots in the trash. And so the whole thing's revealed. Tracy becomes president and Mr. McAllister is fired.
Good.
And so I bring this up because this wasn't the inspiration for my segment. So I know that we have the presidential election coming up, but I thought it would be something nice and fun to go on student body elections instead. Oh. Because there be some shenanigans there.
Were you guys on student body, like student council?
I was a homeroom representative.
No.
Yeah, I was not. I was not on the executive board for the International Thespian Society. I was vice president. And I was also accidentally secretary of the service club because nobody else ran for it. And I got appointed. Really, I was an appointee.
I was the section leader of the clarinets and marching bands. So
almost the same.
In undergrad, I was co-vice president of the science club.
Of course you were. I was also, oh shit, what was I? I don't even remember. Oh, I was some kind of liaison on freshman year hall council stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Was that like, yeah,
I don't remember what
RA?
My position was. No, I don't remember what my position was. It was some kind of liaison, though.
Weren't you in some kind of sex ed teacher or something?
Yes, I was. I was a sexual health advocate. And we got trained in, like, you know, safer sex practices and all of that shit. And we ran workshops. We facilitated workshops to educate the NYU community at large.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I preferred the title condom fairy, but that's just
that's really what it came down to.
I was beloved.
You were the lady with the condoms.
I was probably the most popular person in my residence hall because I had all of the condom. All of them. Particularly on like Saturday
were they
night.
Good ones?
I mean, they were. There were some mint flavored ones.
Oh.
You have to, but you have to lick off the mint flavor. Otherwise, it like scathes your vaginal wall.
Yeah, that seems not pleasant.
Oh.
Well, if you give a blowjob first, then it's fine. Anyway, go ahead.
If you don't get it all, what is that burning?
Then your vaginal wall is
it's like the fire and ice incident.
Oh my God, the fire and ice guy. Oh my God, that was the worst. I can't. I'm having PTSD.
So I'm going to cover a couple of short stories involving school-related elections.
Okay.
First one is in 2012. We have Jacob Bingham, who was a junior at Troy High School in Fullerton, California, which is, for geography, is like LA adjacent in that general area.
How far is it from Erie, Pennsylvania?
It is not. If you don't give metrics for how far
relative
it is from Erie, PA, I have no idea where it is in the nation. So,
how many Tracys away is it?
Oh, God.
Wait, what's the name of the town? I'll Google it.
Oh, God, don't. Jacob is a junior, and he is the secretary of the junior class, but he's running to be vice president of the senior class for the following year. Student government faculty advisor Jenny Redmond, so this would be the like Matthew Broderick role of the in real life election. Okay. She announced the election results, and Jacob Bingham sadly found out that he did not win.
Oh.
But he was a little suspicious of the quote winners for president and vice president.
Why?
He just had a feeling in his gut. Apparently, other students also had similar suspicions that Jenny Redmond was tampering with the results, not necessarily even just in that election. It kind of sounded like they thought they long believed she might have been skewing things.
The tipping point.
Yeah. And unfortunately, though, the only definitive way to find out would be to access the raw tallies like himself. Mm-hmm. And so he obtained a faculty password, which he overheard in the teacher lounge. Great IT security, everyone.
Yeah, that sounds not
why are the teachers in their lounge just sharing passwords?
Additionally, why is there a student in the teacher's lounge?
Oh, no.
I imagine he has an incredible disguise and he's like just sitting there like, I am a teacher.
So he obtains the password for the like election database, and he does in fact discover that the two students who won for president and vice president were not the top vote getters.
Oh.
He actually was the winner for VP, and another one of his peers was the actual winner for president.
Conspiracy!
Yep. Mm-hmm. Jenny Redmond, the student government faculty advisor, apparently just thought the students didn't pick the best candidates and took it upon herself to select the best members that she thought were appropriate for the positions.
What? This is a democracy!
Yeah.
This is not
a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, Jacob Bingham reveals the scandal.
Also his own wrongdoing, but go ahead.
Uh-huh, yeah. And so how does the school respond to this
issue?
They
expel him. They expel him for breaking into the teacher's stuff.
Not quite as intense as an expulsion, but he is suspended for five days.
Because there's no justice in the world. Uh-huh.
He is also stripped from his current post as student body secretary of the junior class.
Mm-hmm.
And barred from assuming the student body vice president position for the following year.
They weren't going to let him do that anyway, because he, in theory, did not win the election, according to the faculty advisor.
Yeah. You know, he gets in trouble for hacking, but that still leaves the issue of Jenny Redmond, right? Even though he hacked his way in to get this information and he's being punished for the hacking,
it's still the truth.
There's still this issue where the election was tampered with.
Right.
So Jenny Redmond continued teaching the student government class for the rest of the year.
Because of course she did.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the year, she resigned from that role, but she still remained employed full time by the school district as a special ed teacher.
Because of course she did.
Mm-hmm. When a local paper filed a public records request from the school asking for all documentation related to employees who were disciplined in the incident, the school district said that it had no such disciplinary records, which means that they never actually took formal disciplinary action against the teacher for the incident.
This is such
so
bullshit.
Jacob gets suspended and stripped of all of his student body privileges that he rightfully won, and Jenny Redmond gets nothing done to her. She goes,
this is bullshit.
Keep living her grand old life.
I mean, it's not that grand.
Well, there's a dose of reality for you, yep. Jacob.
This is what real life is like, Jacob.
It ain't fair.
Yep.
Prepare for a lifetime of shit.
And disappointment.
In a speech to the school board, Jacob said he was, quote, disappointed and saddened that he had become the scapegoat.
I mean, he really was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his father added that some of these kids being, you know, his student peers, some of these kids will be old enough to vote this November, like in real life elections.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So what message are we sending? Which is a very good point.
It's a very good point, sir.
Mm-hmm. Jacob's supporters, you know, like he eventually kind of went public with this and, you know, newspapers were following the scandal. So it was gaining some local attention. And his supporters included State Assemblyman Chris Norby. Chris Norby is considering introducing state legislation clarifying that election results, even at the high school level, cannot be altered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to have a free and fair election? Bullshit.
It goes all the way to the top.
It really does. Or the bottom.
The superintendent said the school district has already begun the process of clarifying in its bylaws that student voting results must be honored, which I didn't think was something that needed to be clarified or that wasn't already explicitly stated.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
why have the votes?
Yeah. What is the purpose of having this election if not to determine?
It's all a charade.
So Jacob went on to appeal to like the school district, and he was eventually reinstated as the vice president. There's no word on where the person who had won the president role like what happened to him, but I can only assume that he also got, you know, was able to fulfill his role as the actual president of the student body. And his suspension was expunged from his record. So he did ultimately achieve justice, except that Joni Redman is still today on the payroll. I looked her up.
What the fuck? Can you imagine seeing her in school every day being like, you tried to keep me from becoming president, vice president?
I know what you did last election.
I mean, this is bullshit.
So next we have Berkeley High School in Berkeley, California. And this is even more recent, March 2019.
Oh.
So from the beginning, the culture surrounding student body election on campus was very different than in previous years. So, I mean, we've had social media for a long time, but students were apparently just like really taking to just like active and aggressive social media campaigning for, you know, student body government. They were also tearing down each other's posters, which is very dirty. Like, cliche. Yeah. But so they were playing dirty. It was a really intense environment.
No bueno.
As high school is.
Yeah. When asked about just like student life and the elections in general, students suggested that the stakes felt higher because colleges are becoming increasingly more selective and extracurriculars like student government are more important, which is really stupid.
I mean, yeah, kids have to like pad their resume.
Yeah, but it's actually like just a very privileged thing to be able to do like extracurriculars like that.
Yeah, it's true.
And maybe student body government doesn't cost a lot of money, but just like extracurriculars in general, like sports, those can be really costly. And some people have to like actually work jobs and they can't pad their resume like that. But anyways, that's my little rant on extracurriculars.
Your mini harp.
So that's why things were just like really intense. These kids needed to be on the student body so that they could look good for UC Berkeley. I don't know. So 2019 was the first year students voted electronically using ballots that were sent to their school emails. Okay. And so this also allowed election administrators to observe the live results so they could like see votes coming in real time and see how like votes, how frequently votes were being submitted and, you know, who they were coming in for and stuff. So they were able to like observe trends in voting. Mm-hmm. The students were also casting ranked choice ballots.
Oh, so it's not just like I vote for someone. It's like this person's
top choice, second choice, last choice, or whatever.
Okay.
And so that is apparently what the city of Berkeley uses for their local elections. And so they wanted to prepare their students for their civic duties by like introducing them to the way that they would be voting later on in their communities when they were old enough. So I think that's pretty cool.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
What is the purpose of voting ranking versus voting for one person?
I do not know.
Maybe like to prevent such a huge gap in, you know, in like, say there's Biden, Trump, and like, let's say Bernie Sanders. You could put, you know, one Biden, two Bernie, three Trump, instead of having like a schism down the middle that, you know, half of people vote for Biden, half the people vote for Trump, and like a small sliver vote for Bernie, then you would get the candidate that's most representative of the electorate's views as opposed to a polarizing figure.
But you still go with whoever gets the most votes for number one, I would imagine.
Well, sure, but it's on a tiered system. It's on a weighted system.
Yeah, it just kind of weights the votes differently for...
Right.
I don't know.
It's kind of like, why would you... It's the same reasoning behind like taking an honors level course as opposed to like a regular course, because you get more credit for your effort. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's weighted.
All right.
So to prevent polarization to combat polarization, not prevent it.
Okay.
But in the end, whoever gets the most number one votes is still the one who gets it.
Well, yeah, the most weighted votes. So I imagine like number one gets 3 points, number two gets 2 points, and number three gets 1 point.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So that it's then weighted. So it's the person with the most points, not the person with the most number
vote. That wasn't computing before. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my understanding of it, at least.
Good explanation. It's better than I could have ever done it.
Okay.
All right. So they open the polls and officials notice a suspicious spike in support for two candidates just a couple days after the voting period opened. So students typically voted at certain times that were predictable, like during their lunch breaks or right after school. So that's when you would typically see those spikes in student voting. Mm-hmm. But officials were noticing that votes for two candidates in particular were coming in on like a very random schedule. Like they were spiking at odd times that like didn't really line up with traditional breaks in student schedules.
Okay.
And also, the votes were cast not only in quick succession, but also in alphabetical order of the voters' last names.
I was going to say they're having like a computer, like automatically vote for the, for sure.
It's not really a computer, but I mean, there's definitely some hacking involved. So what happens is they determine that 500 votes for the election are actually fraudulent. And so what was happening, we'll do a little bit about the IT security of the school. Students who enter the Berkeley school system get an email address that is always, you know, the standard format, first name, last name at Berkeley High School.
Okay.
And they get a default password, which is always Berkeley followed by their student ID number. So if a student doesn't change their default password, anybody that has access to your ID number can access your email account and therefore also your ballot.
And I assume the ID numbers are not randomized, like they're in rapid succession, like alphabetical order or something.
So there's not really any information on like how the ID numbers themselves are generated. So it's not that they were just like easy to predict, but they just were not private. So students in leadership roles, like if you're already on the student body government or for whatever reason, there were some students who had access to lists of all the student IDs.
Sure. If you have like a work study or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like it wasn't,
you might have access,
something that was hard to obtain by any means. So somebody out there obtained the list of student IDs. And they just went down like one by one, put in somebody's email address and what their default password would be if they didn't change it. And if they got in, then they voted for themselves. And if they didn't get in, then that student was smart enough to change their default password. And then they just went down to the next person on the list.
So was it the candidate themselves that was hacking, or was it somebody on behalf of the candidate?
So I'll get there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Actually, I guess it's not that far away. The one thing I wanted to say before that was in terms of like the IT security aspect. So it's not just when you enter Berkeley High School, it's when you enter like any public school in the Berkeley system. So some of these students were as young as 11 years old when they received their account. And many say they do not remember ever being told to change their passwords.
It should be like just a prompt when you sign in the first time.
Yeah, like it should make
typically,
you.
Yeah.
There's so many things that when you like, when they give you a default password so that you can like access your account for the first time, it then like you can't get past it. They prompt you like,
right.
You can't use your default password. Make something up. They're talking about making it like part of like an orientation class where they like sit you down and make you change your password. Instead of just changing their system, they're going to just ensure that students change their password. And then you also have the thing where like at that young of an age, it's harder to memorize complex passwords that are required for so many of the systems that we use.
Sure.
Which is why like we have like, I don't really know half of my personal passwords because it's just automatically in my phone.
Yeah, I just have a password saver now.
I just like scan my thumb or my face and it lets me in. And if I had to like, you know, use a different computer for some reason, I would never be able to figure out what my password was.
I have a password saver that you can like log into from any computer and then it will just have all your passwords.
How do you remember the password for your password saver stuff?
That's the one I have to memorize.
Yeah.
That one I
know. So that you memorize one password. Yeah. It's like a keeper app.
Yeah.
Well, the school interviewed a handful of potential perpetrators and I don't know how, but they eventually narrowed it down to one of the presidential candidates themselves. And he fessed up, took responsibility for the fraud. As far as I know, the only disciplinary action is that he was disqualified from the election. Like, I don't think he was suspended or anything. I didn't read anything like that. They were just like, you know, you can't run anymore. do better next time. Or he probably was not given a next time if it was like senior
year. Yeah, sure.
So all the students' accounts that he had accessed were allowed to recast their votes. So they got like their ballots
back. Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
You think they would log in at some point to actually vote and be like, huh, it says I voted already. What
yeah,
the
how would that not have occurred to
I don't know.
Anyone?
I don't know. Well, this is also not the first password hacking incident in this school. And I did not find any information about this except for this one little blurb in which in a prior incident, so like something that should have tipped them off earlier to how terrible their IT security was, a student logged into a classmate's email account and withdrew all of their University of California college applications. I feel like that is so much worse than election tampering.
Oh my God.
That's personal.
Oh,
like that's
awful. That affects that person's future.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Oh my God. I don't know what I would do if like a school bully did that to me.
Yeah. I have no idea like if it was caught in time for them to resubmit. Like I have no idea.
God.
What
I'm
happened
shook.
Here. I just know this
that
is all
sadistic.
I know.
That is bad.
Yeah. That's real bad.
Damn.
Yeah, that is fucked.
Not gonna get over it.
My last short story is not about election tampering. It's just a little something that I thought was entertaining. So in 2017, we're not in California this time. We're in Key West. And William Smith Myers.
South of Erie, Pennsylvania.
Very south. It's super south.
William Smith Myers, who's 22 years old, is a college student on spring break.
I was going to say, what a dumb high schooler that's 22 years old. I really thought that's where we were going. Go ahead.
We moved on to college now.
Okay.
So he is observed by a witness around 2 a.m. trying to turn on a bunch of motorcycles that were just like parked along the side of the road and that also were not his. Okay. Don't know what his goal was, if he wanted to like, I don't know if he wanted to legitimately steal a motorcycle or if he just kind of wanted to
multiple
like showboat.
Motorcycles.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Well, I think he, like the first ones weren't turning on and so he was just going down the road. He was just
so
trying
he was trying
to turn on a bunch of motorcycles because he wanted to take one for some reason.
Okay.
When they wouldn't start, he got upset and he knocked them over. So I'm just like imagining like a Domino's
sure.
motorcycle.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh,
so he causes
a bunch of pissed off motorcycle
yeah,
riders.
Yeah, so he causes some damage to these bikes.
No shit.
No bueno.
And when officers arrive, Myers was not making sense and appeared to be drunk. What?
No.
What a twist.
He's making a poor decision while drinking?
In Florida?
So weird.
What 22-year-old makes bad decisions and drinks too much?
The arresting officer said, quote, Myers was so intoxicated that he did not even recall coming down to Key West for spring break.
Oh.
Like, he didn't know where he was.
like for weeks? Like, I don't understand.
This reminds me of when we went to Marco Island the first time and got so drunk the first day because it was
so
raining
drunk.
And we're all stuck inside. Literally the next morning, you guys remember, literally the next morning when I woke up and I remember going to bed in the the queen bed and woke up in the pullout couch next to our friend. And I was just, I had this moment of just like, where the fuck am I? Like, what happened?
Oh,
I didn't remember
so
that I was in
good.
Florida. I didn't remember anything about the day before initially. I was like, what? What is happening?
I didn't realize you didn't know you were in Florida.
Just for like the briefest of moments, I just had this moment where I woke up on this pullout
just,
couch.
Like, complete disorientation.
Yeah, just like what happened?
No idea
where
am
I? What happened yesterday? Where am I in the world? Who am I next to?
Tracy, Liz, and the other friend are near, with me, so I must be like.
Well, I didn't see you guys. You guys were in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just woke up next to him, and I'm just like, what is going on?
Amazing. Ugh. Amazing. We should have told you that you guys slept together. And
oh
like,
my God.
we really should have like gone down this road.
Oh
like,
God.
Oh, you were all over him last night. Like,
No. Didn't he fireman style carry me to that bed? Because you guys didn't want me to take the queen size bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's
because
why
you starfish.
Yeah.
That's why Liz and I shared the bed.
No, it was supposed to be, we were supposed to rotate the queen bed.
We had a rotation for the queen bed, or the king, but you were so drunk that we were like, she's not going to fucking know if she's not in the king bed. We get it.
That is correct.
I thought I was in the I thought I was in the actual bed, but I wasn't. But didn't you sleep there both nights, Liz?
I don't remember.
I don't remember any of that, but
yeah. Pretty sure that's how it happened. So I didn't get to sleep there two nights, but one of you did.
I don't know.
Anyway. Well, don't be drunk.
Should have been me.
Face.
It was my family's house. But
the point being is I woke up in Florida and I didn't know where I was. So I can feel for this 22-year-old on that level.
Damn, we really should have fucked with you more. We really should have.
You fucked with me plenty. I was curled up on the bed in a ball and I was like, I don't want to go to the beach. And you're like making fun of me and taking videos.
You're in Florida. You are coming to the beach. Will you put lotion on me? No, you're coming to the beach.
I said, just come back for me later. And you're like, no, you're coming. And I just remember being like, I'm not a child. Stop making fun of me.
But then you asked us to put lotion on your body. And you were like,
I don't think I did ask you that.
Oh, you absolutely did. I vividly recall.
I just remember passing out on the beach and nobody poked me to like be like, hey, put sunscreen on. No one sunscreened me. And I just got super burned. And I didn't move for like 4 hours.
Nobody sunscreened me.
We all had like emotional, heartfelt conversations on the beach. And
I was dead. I was just lying there for like 4 fucking hours, not moving.
Oh my God.
And no one, it was even like, Steph, put some sunscreen on.
No, you were dead to the world.
Dan, you just let me burn.
We made her go and then we didn't protect her.
Yes. I didn't want to go.
Worst friends ever. And she still started a podcast with us. Like, poor decisions. Oh my God. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Guys. Florida.
Police arrest Myers on a charge of criminal mischief. And he was released on a $328 bond. Big money. So despite being drunk in public, Myers was not arrested on an alcohol-related charge.
Okay.
Key West police said officers tried to exercise discretion, i.e. white privilege.
Yes.
When considering charges against college students who visit for spring break. So they said, quote, we don't want to ruin this kid's life for knocking over a couple of bikes.
Think of his swim scores.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, I hate it.
What
Go
was
ahead.
It just like... 20 minutes of bad decision making shouldn't
for
be fun
two minutes
life.
Of action. Go fuck yourself.
So Myers, though, wasn't just any spring break student. Just weeks before going down and getting drunk and making poor decisions, he was elected to be the next student body president of the University of Florida.
Oh.
So he was president elect for the following year while he was down there getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
His campaign tagline that he ran on was character that counts.
Oh, God.
After his arrest and return to school, some students protested, like they were trying to get him removed from the office for making the school look bad and like not representing them the way that he should. In a later statement that he issued, he said, and I condensed this, though imperfect and human, the office I was elected to calls me to be an example to all those I represent. I failed in doing this and offer my sincere apologies. As many people know, I ran on the motto, character that counts. This incident, while out of character, undoubtedly contradicts that motto.
Not out of character. Absolutely not out of character.
However, I remain committed to good character and will work to prove it throughout my term. Which, by all accounts that I could read, he was able to keep. So he apparently went on to remain a studi body. Why can't I speak?
I don't know.
Studi body.
Studi body. He went on to remain student body president for the University of Florida.
Womp, womp. Fuck everything.
Everything is terrible.
So those are my fun little election shenanigans. In education.
I like it. Damn. It's a good twist.
Okay, so you can listen to Harpy Hour on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Wherever you listen, please rate us and leave us a sterling review. Por favor. Gracias.
We will not hack in and alter our stars.
Oh, that's such a good idea, but we won't do it.
Only because we don't know
how.
We
have integrity.
Oh, and we have integrity.
But mainly we don't know how. If you want to show us, then Liz, tell them what to do if they want to show us how to hack into our stars.
Oh, thank you for the prompt.
You're welcome.
You can contact us at harpyhourpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us instructions on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Harpy Hour Pod. Just like screenshot the WikiHow of hacking.
We would really appreciate it.
And that would be great.
Okay, thanks.
We are also on Patreon. So head on over to Patreon. Give us all that money that you have that you don't know what to do with.
And the money we'll you saved you from content. Bribing someone to from hacking instead of bribing.
Yes. Smooth, Tracy, smooth.
Thank you. I can do your transitions. I can't do mine, apparently. Yeah. Go ahead.
Please donate to keep this shit show running.
It is a shitstorm. We appreciate you.
Thanks for sticking with us.
Okay, bye.